Good afternoon. This is Mark Cole with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, September 3rd. The grains closed lower with December corn down 8¾ cents at 361. That's a new contract low and low close. November beans down 0.5 cents at 868.5, and December wheat down 9 cents, 453.5. December Kansas City wheat made a new contract low and low close. It was down 15 cents at 382.25. We had a strong dollar here, just up 8 ticks, but at one point we were well over 99 cents. Crude oil was down. Dow Jones was down. The only thing that was strong and really through the roof were the metals. Gold and silver. Gold up $24, silver up 84 cents. So big day there. We came in, there was no frost anywhere in sight, no trade deal anywhere in sight. Exports to sales this morning were actually pretty good on the beans, 1.3 million metric tons. That helped firm up the beans most of the day. There's no question that the Chinese are buying. I don't care what they say, they're in here buying the breaks. The corn, they only had 355, very light, and the wheat 526. I'm guessing the crop ratings will be a little bit better tonight with the rains that we've had. But again, I don't think at this point in the game the crop ratings make a huge difference. It's just about how many holes are in the crop out there and what didn't get planted. So, you know, I still think the numbers are lower than the government. But we need to hold today's low closes. I don't want to see lower closes tomorrow in the wheat or the corn. Certainly the beans are penciling out for the Chinese. Even with the tariffs, we're cheaper than Brazil right now. So, you know, I expect to see bigger demand from Brazil, or from China rather. Yes, their feed needs are down. But if the world wants beans over the next 6 months, I think they're going to have to come to the U.S. for it. So that could be a little bit friendly to the bean market. Really don't see much else in here. Without the trade deal and without a frost, we're probably going to move these markets lower. We're going to head into harvest. Are we going to sell off into harvest? It all depends. If the grain's out there, we're going to break. If there's as many holes in the crop as I think there are, the commercials could be stuck a little bit here. Funds are short over 100,000 corn now, probably 85 beans. So there's plenty of buying power if they want to buy it. I'm not sure why they'd want to buy it here today. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call. 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.